Welcome. Here is Pastor Philip Higham, founder of Reviving Fire Ministries, with another motivating podcast. Please consider subscribing to listen to further inspiring messages.
Peace to all. The text we are going to examine today is in the book of Matthew. Let me read it in chapter 22, verse 32. I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. If we read this verse again, we notice that it mentions two distinct points. One being the fact that God said that he is the God of the people who lived 1,000 years ago, were buried, and have since long gone from this earth. The second one being that he affirms of who he is the God, that he is the God of those who are living. Isn't it strange that in the same sentence there is mention of dead people and of living ones? Let's just examine these two parts again. The first, in fact, points to resurrection, while the second points to eternal life. You see, Jesus was confronted by the Sadducees, who strongly believed that there is no resurrection after death, and so negated that anyone could be alive after having been buried. Because of this, it was impossible for them to believe in eternal life. That is why Jesus reminded them of the scripture passage when God appeared to Moses in a burning bush. Indeed, it says in Exodus 3 verse 6, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And he then emphasizes that God is the God of the living. As we go further into this statement, we realize that there is no mention of the actual people living on the earth, but of those who are already physically dead. How can God mention that he is the God of the people who have been buried unless they are still living? God is not a God that would be the God of dead corpses that have already decomposed and turned into dust. It can be nothing else then than these people somehow are still alive. Before the days Jesus was on earth, there was no proof of anyone being alive after death, although God revealed himself as being the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This revelation had to be accepted in faith. Of course, when we read accounts of God's activities throughout the Old Testament, we must realize that he is a powerful God who did great wonders for his elected people. The same goes for the people living during that period. They saw with their own eyes the powerful miracles that God did to protect, guide, and fight for the Israelites. A few well-known examples would be the plagues that he put on the Egyptians, the escaping of the people out of that country, the crossing of the Red Sea on dry land, or the taking of the city of Jericho, the walls of which came crashing down just at the sound of trumpets. These extraordinary events accomplished by God were told throughout the ancient world, frightening its inhabitants and confirming the power of that God who was protecting this special group of people, the Israelites. Humans of all races and cultures have always believed in some kind of God and a kind of afterlife. That is why we see, as an example, the Egyptians building huge pyramids, which were the tombs of Pharaoh, who were buried with treasures, gifts, and weapons. Chariots and other artifacts would allow them, they believed, to survive in their afterlife. The Israelites were no different. They, however, believed in a God who lived in heaven, and some of them encountered this God in such a way that the existence of heaven was confirmed. Just read the passages in Genesis 28 when Jacob had an encounter with God in Bethel. Another proof of the existence of God and of heaven is mentioned in the book of Exodus in chapter 24, verse 9 to 11, which reads as follows. Then Moses went up, also Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and they saw the God of Israel. And there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and it was like the very heavens in its clarity. But on the nobles of the children of Israel he did not lay his hand, so they saw God, and they ate and drank. They also knew and believed in eternity. The reason for this is the word everlasting used right from Genesis. There are the everlasting covenants with God in Genesis, the everlasting God also revealed in Genesis, the everlasting priesthood established by God in Exodus chapter 40, the everlasting statutes in Leviticus, the everlasting arms of God described as a refuge in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27. In Psalm 100, Israel sang of God's everlasting mercy. His everlasting righteousness is confirmed in Psalm 119, so are his testimonies. They also sang about an everlasting way and an everlasting kingdom. The prophet Isaiah speaks of an everlasting father and says that God is an everlasting strength. He talks about sinners who will dwell in everlasting burnings and of the ransomed of the Lord, meaning those purchased back who will return with everlasting joy. He also prophesied that Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation, that there shall be everlasting signs that never shall be cut off, and to the stranger will be given an everlasting name. Mentioned by the same prophet is that the Lord shall be an everlasting light to us. On the other hand, the prophet Jeremiah speaks of God as an everlasting king, talks about everlasting confusion and everlasting reproach, but he also mentions everlasting love. Because of this, we know that the Israelites understood everlasting or eternal. During more than 2,000 years, they had been waiting for a new kingdom and a new king whose reign would have dominion and would never be destroyed. They thus already knew about resurrection. There was, however, a sect of Jews who were followers of Antigonus Socius, who was active over 280 years before Jesus Christ was born, the Sadducees I mentioned earlier, and did not believe in a resurrection. We must try to understand what a resurrection actually is. It is the result of passing from death to a state of life, in other words, living again. I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. The people God is talking about here are people who have been justified by God or through faith. These were considered dead by God until they had been made righteous. The fact is that they were good people who believed and served God and thus were worthy to be with God after their physical death. The situation changed as soon as Jesus was born. He is the Redeemer, the one that made it possible for unbelievers and non-Jews, Greeks and Gentiles, as the Bible calls them, to benefit from the same salvation as the Jews were offered. Jesus' message of the gospel was, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life." Now we must understand that there were in those days, and still are today, people who have not heard of Jesus, who do not want or refuse to believe in him, and those who do believe in Jesus and follow him. Those who have chosen to accept God's sovereignty through Jesus Christ, although they are physically still alive, have been born again into a new life with Almighty God and are thus spiritually alive before their physical death. Those who refuse and do not believe in Jesus Christ are spiritually dead even before their physical death. God says he is not the God of those people. Of both categories, all will in due time resurrect and will stand judgment of their acts during their lives. All will hear his voice and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. The future of all mankind is very clear. Those who believe and obey Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, will have eternal life. Those who do not will be condemned to eternal punishment, as mentioned in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 46. Dear friends, the life you are living here on earth is temporary. It only lasts a very short time. We must use it wisely. There will be struggles and battles, but the Lord God will guide and protect you if you obey his commandments and his statutes. They are all mentioned in his written word, the Bible. Be sure to read it so you may be strengthened in your journey to your eternal dwelling place in heaven with the Lord. Remember, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Amen.
This podcast has come to its end. We have faith you were blessed by it. Please consider subscribing to listen to further inspiring messages. Thank you.